obviously a battle at number three shaken out with Crockett and those and the rookies?
It's still, you know, obviously we've got to get ready to make a decision, you know, here pretty soon. It's, you know, pretty much, you know, at this point it's probably the same as it is when it started. I think the race is a little bit tighter, you know, so this the way things shake out these next couple of weeks will be very important for those guys.
Did you see something more from Crockett in the second game against the Raiders as opposed to the
probably more so in the second half, you know, when he really started, you know, to get going and, you know, running with a little bit more authority and, you know, he always plays with a lot of energy. So I think those things were the most encouraging, and seeing him make smart football plays like when Joe scrambled around, you know, and getting himself open. So those are the plays that, you know, that we need to have from a guy in his position.
I think there's a screen in the open game where it looked like he had some running room and got tripped up. Something that Johnson did there to avoid the first game, too, is kind of a similar deal.
Well, you're speaking of Croc when he made a cut, lost his balance, you know, which was, you know, again, in the first half, you know, I felt like he didn't really start get going into the second half, you know. So, I mean, nobody really touched. He just, you know, was making, he plays with such high energy, you know, that he was making a quick cut, you know, and just lost his balance.
Hey, Ben, what should we make of what we've seen from Eddie through the two games? 13 carries, 69 yards. He said he felt a little more explosive. He's looked a little more explosive. What have you seen?
I think the biggest thing, particularly that first drive, is, you know, he played, you know, 14 reps, 9 carries, didn't come out. You know, he said he was, you know, almost pretty surprised that he didn't feel like he had to come out, you know. So, I mean, I think that bodes well for his fitness level and what we're asking him to do. I've been pretty, you know, pretty pleased with just his instincts, you know, as a runner. You know, obviously we all know he's got great feet for a guy, you know, his size, which is going to help him. I mean, even in the first game, he had the one play on one of our plunge plays. We saw him get real, you know, skinny, as we use the term in the running back room, through a small seam, you know, and to be able to do that at his size and have the type of footwork is pretty good. So as long as he just keeps things going the way he is now and he works hard in practice, you know, finishing his runs, hustling, you know, downfield, even if the ball is thrown downfield. I mean, those are the things that are going to help him and help us as a team.
Ben, what have you thought of what you've seen, you know, on those series to be able to establish a run like that? How important is that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, getting that tempo? You know, right,
I think it's real important because, obviously, if you can, you know, run the ball in this league, I mean, obviously you got a chance. And, you know, and to be able to do that even without the threat, you know, of having Aaron, you know, out there where, you know, teams may be, I know it's only the preseason, you know, but may be more apt to, you know, stop and, you know, shut down a run, especially when he's not on the field. I mean, I think that shows a good sign of what we're doing up front, our commitment to it. And the guys in our room know that, you know, in order for us to have success, I mean, we got to have a very, very good run game.
With Crockett and the rookies, is there anybody that has stood out to you there when it comes to pass protection?
You know, that's still, you know, just looking at, you know, the opportunities, you know, that we've had, which haven't been a lot. I would say that, you know, it's tough to say that, you know, somebody, man, this guy, I mean, he just stones people, you know, when they come under pressure. I mean, that's still something that we're still working on. The positive part about that is they don't mind, you know, sticking their face in there. And so that's still an element, you know, that we're working on to, you know, fine-tune. I mean, my most important thing is to see which guys are willing to stick their face in there. And, you know, that's what guys have shown. You know, we've been solid in that perspective, but, you know, there's still room for improvement.
Is that a difficult trait to evaluate? Because depending on where guys take reps in the game, they're going to have different experiences. And then when you do the drill in practice, it's physical enough that you can't do it on a regular basis.
It can be, but I think that, you know, the most important thing that I look for is as long as a guy is willing, you know, because obviously, and when you start thinking about the third, you know, the third string guys, I mean, you're not going against the same linebackers they're going to go against in the real world, you know, as I like to put it to them. But if they're willing, you know, to get low, strike, and battle, I mean, they got a legitimate chance to win. You know, if they're shying away from contact or, you know, if you know, from a technique standpoint, I mean, they're just getting, you know, beat up on by the guys that they're going against, then that's when there's some more concern. But, you know, I think that just through continued work at it. The best work is in the game, obviously, but I think we should be fine.
Mac had a sack on one play where it looked like Burks was supposed to chip on him. Do you know what happened with Burks on that play? How he missed that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that is part of our responsibility. You know, sometimes, you know, as you release out, you know, because you also have your own targets that you have to make sure that those guys aren't blitzing. And so, like, once those things happen, you go through your read. You know, sometimes as a back, you know, you get through this deal with, okay, I know I have to get out, you know, to be part of the route to affect the entire geometry of the route. So sometimes you lose sight of some of the little things like that. I mean, but that's definitely a play where, you know, he could have definitely helped out, especially against a player, you know, of Max caliber for sure.
Hey, Ben, I know you weren't here to see John Kuhn become the folk hero that he did around here, but that makes the shoes for Aaron to fill kind of big, even. I'm just wondering what you've seen from him so far this camp and how reliable you think he can be in that role.
Well, you know, I thought he got better from, the first preseason game to the second preseason game. The more experience he gets, that'll be better for him. He's been real solid more so in his collision blocks, as I say, which is when that target is right in front of him, you know, when he goes and he can strike and, you know, get his hands inside and drive a guy out. You know, we're still working on the different blocks when he has to navigate his way through there to get to his target. That's going to be an emphasis of practice this week because he's definitely going to have his challenges, you know, with that, with, you know, going against guys like Navarro. So it'll be good to, you know, get him, you know, matched up and see how he progresses against guys of that caliber. But I've been pretty pleased with him, more so pleased with his progress. And like I said, I think the more and more he's in there with the ones, the more comfortable he's getting. I feel good about him in the classroom in terms of knowing what his responsibilities are. He asks the right questions all the time. So I think at the end of the day, you know, he's going to be fine. I mean, he showed that, you know, he can do a little something. I mean, he's not a running back, but, you know, in terms from a tailback standpoint, but with the ball in his hands, I mean, he can be somebody that can give us some production.
Brandon Burks, I think, had four carries against the Raiders. Can you talk about the one where he went for 15? Is there something special he did
It's really, I mean, obviously the play was designed to go to the left, but because it is an inside zone play, I mean, the visual parameters for the play starts, you know, all the way from the front side C gap, and it can also wind all the way back, as you saw with him. It's all based off the flow of the defense. But what it did show from a attribute standpoint is just a little bit with his vision and feel for the defense as they start to basically chase from the backside. But once you run that play and you get your shoulder square and you get the vision of the defense coming across, I mean, you can bend that play all the way back. And sometimes it takes guys that have, you know, pretty good instincts and pretty good visions to be able to do that. And it just worked out for him because it was a short yardage type play. So, I mean, the defense was hunkered down. They were in there flying up. So he just took advantage of their mistakes.
Ben, I know you were here last year with James Starks for the first time in his career, kind of had some ball security issues that cropped up. Just wondering if you've seen him do anything specific to address those or if you have any concerns in that area.
Well, it's something that that we work on in practice. You know, really, and for him, you know, as you'll see with a lot of backs sometimes is, you know, once they really start getting going, they're making all these, you know, strong cuts, you know, what happens is sometimes their arms and hands goes away from their body. I attribute it to, I always talk about the guys, it's like a cheetah. You know, when a cheetah is running full speed and he has to make those tight turns to catch its prey, its tail is all over the place because it helps it maintain its balance. And you get some running backs that are like that. When they're going full speed, they got to make those sharp cuts and their arms and hands start to go all over the place because it helps to keep them in balance. And that's something that James, you know, has to fight. But the good thing with him is, I mean, obviously I know he had some problems last year, is a lot of times when you got backs of that nature, they can recognize and feel when the defense is coming down on them. So that's when they're more apt to cover the ball up. And it's something that, like, every time that happens, when he's running, I point it out to him, you know, hey, look at the ball. It's all over the place right now. You know, if a defender's coming from behind, that's when you're susceptible to him knocking it out. So just have awareness to it, but understand he's probably been running that way throughout his career, but just has to be more conscious of it.
Is that the same deal with Eddie's fumbles last year too, or is that a different issue there?
I think Eddie's were probably a little bit different, because with James, his is more of his naturally the mechanical way that he runs the football. I mean, just going back and trying to remember some of Eddie's deals. I mean, some of it, you know, was just as simple as the nose of the football being down as he got hit. You know, sometimes as running backs, you can get caught with that, and that's why we always stress, you know, keeping the ball high and tight, nose of the ball at your chin. So I think his was more a result of those things as opposed to just mechanically how he runs the ball, you know, like James.
Yes, I would
say that it is, because if you've been doing something and running a certain way your whole life, it just unfortunately for him, it just creeped up on him last year. I mean, I know there's some other backs. I mean, I'm surprised they don't fumble more. I mean, I'm talking about big time backs because they carry the ball way out here. But guys that do that usually have a sense when the defense is coming down on them, and it is naturally that's when they protect it.
Yeah,